Continuation of our Akdama on Tefillah. Question. We take a Siddur and we daven. What is a Siddur? Pashto Siddur means a Seder. Da'an Sheknesses HaGdoyla, we're misakin a Seder of davening. Question. Why do we start the Siddur with Shachris? You open up almost all Siddurim. It happens to be that I noticed that if you take an art scroll Shabbos, a special Siddur that's only for Shabbos, over there it starts with Mincha by night, and then goes Kabbalah Shabbos, but Mincha is also not at night. The question is a Siddur, we believe, Klal Yisrael, Yidden go, the night comes before the day. The day goes after the night. So the Siddur should have started with Ma'ariv, then gone to Shachris, and then Mincha. Why does every Siddur start with Shachris? The Rekeach, Rabbi Amram Goyin, actually I believe they say Rabbi Amram Goyin was the one that is actually the first one that was Masada, the Siddur. It says in the Rekeach, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shaloi Ozov Chazlei Ve'amitim Yam Yisrael Asher Kitchu Lo Oilam Abarim L'Chvoidei L'Halalei B'chol Eiski Chol Nikri B'Shmei L'Chvoidei Barim וחופש הצדקנו השם חופש מנסיתקו יד יתר ויד אל כשחתונות נחר בסמיד שהם בייח וקורבן because Klal Yisrael, because we did Chatoim and the Beis HaMikdash was therefore destroyed because we did Chatoim and now because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed there's no more Mizbeach and there's no more Kabbanis וחופש בשלם עמנו תיבן למה לפנו אב מאי הברכס. So because there's no more a connection for us to have shalom with the Rebbeinu Shalom through Karbanis, in other words, if someone has shalom does a chet, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, he's able to bring a carbon, and that carbon created peace between him and the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave him a kapara, and now there's peace again between him and the Rebbeinu Shalom. So because it's our fault, our avarus, but now, so how do we accomplish that now? So he says is that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us 100 brachas a day. Like he was maftiach l'Avram Avinu, shenema, ba'amo eidak yirashena. Avram Avinu asked, with what will I know that my children, my descendants will yirish the Torah and ultimately Eretz Yisrael? Omar, Avraham Avinu, thank God, Baruch Hu, Shalom. Tell the any boy who's chus bnei miskayim in barilam. How my children gonna have a chus to be mekayim in this world? Omar, Lord, the Baruch Shalom said, "Tchali eglam ushalashes. Take karbanis, bring karbanis to me. But you mekriven lefanai karban. Omar, Avraham, hey nachas nas beis hamidrash kayim. That's very nice that they're gonna bring karbanis when there's gonna be a beis hamidrash." What's going to happen to Klal Yisrael? They're not going to have a keem in this world because they're going to do chatam and the Baruch Hashem is going to eradicate them. Oh my Lord, the Baruch Hashem answers, "You oimim lefanai kuf brachas b'chol yom." They should say 100 brachas every day. Umaylani aleim kiilu hikrivu lefanai kol ar kabonis. And if they say 100 brachas a day, it's going to be as if they would makir all the kabonis of the day. The kach tikni kuf brachas. Now, therefore, they're masakin 100 brachas a day, can they get kuf psukim, can they get 100 psukim sheish v'mikrashabim kolar kabonis. That there's 100 psukim in the psukim of the kabonis, there's 100 psukim, and the chaos says, and therefore we have the siddur, we have tefillah. We say what the Rekeach is saying, and what Amram Goyin says, the pshat is, according to many, say this pshat, that the siddur, one of the main points of the siddur is to get to 100 brachas. Because 100 brachas brings us as if we make up all the kabbanis. All of the chiva, we make up all the kabbanis, we yoytze with the siddur. So therefore, we start with shachris, because shachris has the most brachas. You're right, technically if we were going to go in sequential order, it should be Meir first, then shachris, then mincha. But because our point of the siddur, the ikr is to get to the Meir brachas, shachris has many, many more brachas than mincha Meir, therefore we start with shachris. One pshat. Another pshat. We know that the tefillahs are connected to Ovis. Avram was Misakin Shachris, Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha, and Yaakov was Misakin Ma'ariv. Who was first? Avram Avinu. So because Avram Avinu was the first one, that Shachris was the first thinking of a tefillah, that's why we have Shachris as the first tefillah. And the third teretz is connected karbonis tikkun. Like we said, that the siddur, the tefillahs are connected to the karbonis. You should know there's an interesting thing, that Karbonis is different than all other concepts in terms of day and night. Karbonis is, we say, is that Yom comes first and then Laila. When you say you can eat a carbon, you say you can eat a carbon a day and a night. Or a different carbon can be eaten a day and night and a day. But you go, everything starts with the day. Karbonis is Laila Achar Yom. The night comes after the day. So being at the Siddur is really going on Karbonis. And Karbonis, the day comes before the night. Therefore, Shacharis is the first tefillah in the Siddur. There are tremendous sayings of where tefillah comes from, what it's built on. We started discussing a little bit about the Aleph Beis, the concept of Lashon HaKodesh. There's an unbelievable medrash, Medrash Aseres HaDibros, and I read a little bit from it. Matzinu Shekoidim Shenivra Olam, before the world was created, there was no skin, there was no parchment, there was no hides that to write stuff on. There was no cloth to write the Torah on. Because there was no Abahamas. So what was the Torah written on? It was written on the Zroya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'esh Shachor Al-Gabe'esh Lavan. Black fire on top of white fire. This is a medrash. V'lokka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took v'nicha l'fonav v'haymavet bo v'shikhoves l'viris o'ilam bo kol yoysiyas. Mafreya. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to create the world. All the yoysiyas in backwards order, he says. In other words, Tuf came first, then Shin. They all came to the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'omra kol achas ne HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one said in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mitzaynecha, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mitzaynecha should be Yivra Olam. My Ratzin, Mitzaynecha, your Ratzin should be that I should be created the first in the world. Each letter, the Tav said, create the world with me. The Tav should be the first letter in the world. Nichnas HaTav, B'tchila Nichnas HaTav, L'snei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amra, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, your Ratzin should be Yivra Olam, Fisha Teirasa, Karasa, Be'anala, because the first letter of the word Torah is a Tav. So therefore, the Torah, everything should be based on Tav. On the Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hu answered him, "Lo yeshker tzaincha." No good. Sha'ata trumos. Piers, you said ish trumos. Yeah, sanu to trumos means a bad word. V'achar nichnas hashina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yeshker tzaincha v'sha'ata shav v'shoichad. Baruch Hu says, "I don't want it. You can't eat because you shina is started shav, which is false and shoichad and bribery." And it doesn't have any legs. It doesn't have anything on top. And it's not really that the shin should be created with, that the world should be created with the shin. So then all of the letters of the Isis came in front of the Brainsham, all the way. Shin, Reish, Kuf, Tzadi, Pei, I keep on going, all the way till the Beis came. Beside Kulam Nechnas Beis, the Beis came to Rebbeinu Shalom. Va'omra, Rebbeinu Shalom, Ritzoincha Shabite Ve'asayoncha Shasidin Bonecha Levarech Hashim Chabi. The Torah should be start with the Beis. The world should be created with the Beis. You know why? Because my letter starts with Shinema, Baruch Haba, B'Shem Hashem, Beis, Baruch. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Baruch Hashem Akei Yisrael. All these Baruch starts with the Beis. Therefore, the Torah should start with the Beis. On Malach, Kenesa, Bechor beside me, Shnei Ma'ar Breishis Baralikim. Baruch Hashem says, "I'm going to create the world with a Beis. To create the Torah. The Torah was the creation of the world. The Aleph, Kishirah, Shirah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Levaris Tzadim beBeis, Amal Letzarach. The Aleph is the only letter that didn't come yet, and the Aleph saw that the Baruch Hashem was going to create the world with a Beis. He stood on the side.
Aleph is ordered this way. State because Aleph is order, that's why they don't want to credit it with Aleph.
That's not what this manager says.
Something.
Have much hechadach on him. Vishasak Achakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was quiet until HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him over. V'omar lo, the Baruch Shalom said, Aleph, Lama Tishtoik, why are you being quiet? Lama lo yitadavar ka'ach nechavesecha. Why aren't you talking up? All your friends said something, why don't you say something? So he says, who am I? All the Oisis are all greater than me. They all have numerical values much greater than me. I'm the lowest. I have nothing to say. What am I going to say? Pick me because of what? I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al titama. Shata Rosh Lekulam. O Melech. You're going to be the head of all of them. And you're going to be the king of all of them. Shani Echad Va'ata Echad. Because I am one and you are one. The Aleph represents one. We have a lot of times Alufish Adam. We discussed last time about the word Adam, the Aleph of Adam. The Aleph is before the Dam. A person is made out of Dam, and he takes the Aleph, which connects the unity with the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Achdus Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what makes him into an Adam. And not only that, he says, "Lefish Eshpaltas Atzmacha," because you made yourself shiftless. You've been honored in front of me. May God bless you. I'm going to make you great. She'atat ha'alechesh ben Aleph. Because if you know the gematrius, Aleph through Tav is 1 through 400. If you take the end of letters, and the Chaf is 500, and the Mem is 600, and the Nun is 700, and the Pei is 800, and the Tzadi is 900, and 1,000 is Aleph. As I stated, the Aleph that's also one is also 1,000. So the Baruch Hashem says, not only are you one, but you're also going to end up being 1,000, the greatest of all. The Ansheik Nesas Agdelu Mesakim Tfila. Tanya Mesakis Megillah, Vachin Tanya Mesakis Brachas. Shimon Hafkuli, Histi, Shmein, Esse, Brachas, Nerim Gomila, Alfeda, Biavne, Omar Bechon, Ramallah, Masin, Satana, Meyav, Esse, Zakanim, Obehem, Kaman, Nevim, Taking Shmein, Esse, Brachas, Alfeda. Ansheik Nesas Agdelu Mesakim Shmein, Esse. What happened before the Ansheik Nesas Agdelu? They didn't daven Shmein, Esse, they didn't daven, what did they do? So the Pshat is Pasha. When Klai Yisrael before that, they had Nevuah. When they had Nevuah, they were on such a Madrega, they were so close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. They didn't need to have a Seder. They didn't have to have specific words. They had such a direct connection, they didn't need to have such a thing. So everyone said whatever they wanted. That Tefillah was, it was a Zichah, Achi of the Tefillah, according to the Rambam, the Reisa, according to the Rambam, only the Makom Tzara, but there was still a Achi of Tefillah. Of Elmaisa, they had that direct connection. So there was no need to have Shemini Esrei and Siddur.
Me, all this was hard. I had a question. If the Anshik and Esrei God made Shemini Esrei, what's Pshat Yerushalayim, Mirchum, Barachmim, Tov, Shiv, all the Tfilas are... Anshik and Esrei, we had Yerushalayim, no? Anshik and Esrei God, some of it was even before the first base of English.
They were Mesakin, they were after the first base in English.
But
it was the Tekana was after the first base in English. Shmini Esrei was Mesakin after the first base in English. The time of the first base in English, there was no need for Shmini Esrei. They were Mesakin right after the first base.
Some of the Shmini Esrei is like that.
There was no base in English. There was no base in English. The Anshei Knesset Agdela were Mesakin Tefillah after the first base in English. The Gemara says in Megillah Dav Yud Ches, Shikchum v'chazer v'sidrum. Klal Yisrael forgot the order of the Shmoneh Esrei and they had to reinstitute it. Affected the Reyoyel and others. What do you mean? How did they forget? Where did they forget? Every single person in Klal Yisrael forgot. The Pshat is like this. Ansheik Knesset Agdela were Mesakin Tefillah after the Churban, the first Churban Beis HaMikdash. For all the years in between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, they said Shmoneh Esrei. When it came time to the second Beis HaMikdash, they stopped saying the whole Shmoneh Esrei. What did they say? They only said the brachas that they had bakasha for. Meaning, when we now daven Shmoneh Esrei, we're accomplishing two things. We unfortunately don't have the Beis HaMikdash. When you say every single bracha, even if something, let's assume someone says Refa'inu, and Baruch Hashem, everyone's healthy. Or he says whatever bracha he says, and he doesn't really need it. He's not really davening to the Baruch Hashem Ka'in for that. He thinks he has it. Of course, you could have it 1 second, not have it the next second. But Lamaisa, what is it? He's asking for a bakasha. So during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Klal Yisrael had Karbonis, when they went to the Beis HaMikdash, their Avodah was going into the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Avodah. They were able to have Avodah. So what did they have Shmoneh Esrei for? They only davened. If someone had a problem, he needed a gula, he said Reino. And if he needed a Refuah Shleima, he davened Refaino. But he didn't say all of them. So that was times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Many, many years. 410 years. After the second Beis HaMikdash is destroyed again, now there's no more Avodah. Because he can't bring Karbonis anymore. So now, the Divriel explains, Shikchum v'chazer v'sidrum. They have to be Mesadar again because there was no order. Whatever you needed today, that's what you're diamond for. So we have to realize every time we're davening, we're accomplishing two things. Number one is avoda, which means it's avoda being kain the karbonis. Aside from that, prakoshes, we're asking the Rabbanu Shalom for things. So we have to be accomplishing both of those things when we're davening. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chof Tes, Vardi Gemaisa. Abaya heard that Rav Acha bar Yaakov was coming to town. There was a mazik, a demon of some sort, and he was terrorizing the people. And normally a mazik doesn't work, it only works at night, and only works if someone is alone. This mazik was bothering people that were with two people, and they were bothering people during the day. It was a really bad mazik. He heard Rav Acha bar Yaakov was coming, he told everyone, don't invite Rav Acha bar Yaakov into your house. Let him stay in the Beis HaKnesses. The mazik is going to come bother him, and he'll take care of the mazik. It's a good plan. So the Gemara says that Rav Acha bar Yaakov was in, he stayed there. The mazik came to him. The Gemara says he bowed down seven times. Each time he chopped off one of the heads of this mazik, which is a rosh, had seven heads. And the Gemara says, "Lo yishrach shnisa sakanti." Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, "If not for this would have happened to me, I would have been in a terrible sakana." In fact, the Gemara sure. How did Abaye do that? Number one, you put him into Sakana. Number two, even if he didn't put him into Sakana, even if you want to say he wasn't Sakana, it's his chusin. If a person has an ace happens to him, something happens to him, so it's his chus, and you lose his chus. So by putting him after Yaakov in this position, at the very least, he's losing one of his chusim. He's using up one of his chusim to kill this mazik. Why are you doing that to him? How do you have the right? Zokta Marasha Pilei Ploim. He says is that if someone davens tefillah, if Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov on a high level of tefillah, vaday, then it's not going to be a question. It's not a sakana. That wasn't the sakana. If Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov starts davening, the mazik is gone. End of story. So what was the question? The question was, Afila Nisa Koydin Tfila. Rav Yaakov was saying is that if I wouldn't have gotten a chance to start davening when the mazik came, and a nace would have happened to me before I even started davening, that would have been a nace that would have taken away from my tchusim. And that's what Yaakov was saying is that it's lucky it didn't happen to me, because if that would have happened, then I would have lost my tchusim. And apparently Abaye held that to save everyone from this mazik, he didn't put his life in danger. But and he might lose his chus, that's kedai. But it's an unbelievable mashah. How he says, first of all, that it's mamish, it's a badai. And secondly, it's not menachem mischu yosef. If you daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom the proper way, you don't lose anything. It's not like, oh, I'm going to lose chusim and I did another mitzvah. You mamish lose nothing. It's a peldig azach. When we daven, it's important to have kavana. We have to think about a little bit what we're saying. It's a hard thing to do, but it's something that has to be worked on. It says in the Erichas Chaim, Erichas Chaim LaRosh, he says, "Kavein b'tfilascha ki atfila hi avoides halev." You should have kavana in your tfila, because tfila is the avoides halev. Ve'im bilchei yidabel ochar v'lemi liboy. Could you imagine if someone's child or someone else comes over to him and asks him for something? And you can see into the person's heart, and you know he's not thinking about a word he's saying. Saying, "Can I please have this?" Not even a word. He says, "Halayicha alocha." You're gonna get upset. You're gonna be like, "Umatasa tibesrucha v'malkish leilam." The kai v'yochal asu is nothing. A future nothing compared to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom sees what we're thinking. So can you imagine we're coming to the Rebbeinu Shalom and saying, "Is God? Can you give me this?" We say, "Go to the Hoshman," and I say, and we don't think about one word we're saying. It's mamash a tremendous chutzpah kain of what we're doing, and it's a little bit of a scary concept. It's a very hard thing to do, but scary concept. It says in the Chayvus Alvavis, "Vada ki amila shara chesmon nefesh perigimel. Vada ki amila is tiyena valoshoin kaklipa ve'iim bamilas kalev." The actual speaking is like the klipa, like the shell, and the iim bamilas is the lev. And the actual, the having kavana, is that's the heart. Vatfila kaguf ve'iim keruach. What does he say? He says, "Kishisfal, a person is davening, but his heart is tarred, busy with all different types of other inyan. His tefillah is considered like a guf, ruach, it's like having a guf without a neshama. It has no root. It's not alive. A guf without a neshama, without a soul, is dead. It's like a klipa b'leilev. Because a guf is found, And his heart is not in with him in tefillah. And says Nishaya that the Om is coming to me with the mouth and the lips, but but their hearts are far from me. And he gives an unbelievable marshal. You have a master, an Odin, comes into the house of his Eved. And the guy says, he tells his kids and his wife, go take care of the Odin is here, go take care of him. I'm going to relax, I'm going to do other stuff, go take care of him. And he goes and he has a party and he laughs and has jokes. And he doesn't go serve the other himself. He does whatever he wants and doesn't take care of what the other needs. And the master gets upset. Someone who davens, kishiyu libo, maspune reik meinyan tefila. A person's heart is empty. He's not thinking about tefila. He kabel akam meinyan tefila, seivarish nuz l'shanim. The Rebbeinu Shalom will not accept his tefilas. A little bit of a scary concept, but you know, I can imagine. You come to shul in the morning, you put on your talis and tefillin, you take a tape recorder, and you daven with kavana for an hour, and you record it. And then for the rest of the year, every time you come to shul, you take the tape recorder and you turn it on. Okay, hey, mama, what we're doing? We're saying it. It's not quite the same. By saying it, Hakka has. We're saying it like we said in Afshik Nesses Hagdela that Tefillah has its inherent kayach, and the words have meaning too. But we're missing a fundamental part if we don't have kavana. It's not again. It's not necessarily an easy thing, but it's something that has to be worked on. While we're talking about this, we don't want to get.
What is kavana? Perish Hamilas or more or
let's start with Perish Hamilas, and that's what we're going to try to go in a little bit of a deeper understanding of. But if you don't understand Perish Hamilas, you're definitely lacking. And even Perish Hamilas, I mean, you still to have a little bit more. I'm not talking about the Seidi 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 Arizal that posed a huge Masak and Tefillah in his Seder that was for one Tefillah period, one Tefillah. Which means there's one Shabbos, and that's every day. What the Chaman put into the words each time has unimaginable kavanas in each tefillah. How do we tap into that? Okay, we have to become on the Madrega. We're not there yet. Maybe some of you are. I'm not there yet. But it's definitely something that has to be worked on. It says in the Shulah Kodesh, Sayyid Dover, Be'inyin ha-kavana be'yichud u'tfilah be'brachas. Regarding the union of kavana and being miyachad Ibrahim Shalom with tefillah and brachas. Ani oimer, I say, this is the Shulah Kodesh, Shehanoshim nechlokim l'shnei chalokim. Men are divided into two groups. Hachelek o'echad, hem miyachdim es Hashem Yisbaruch. The miyachad Ibrahim Shalom, they unify their Ibrahim Shalom. Mishpalim eilav mevorachim oisai. And they dive into him, and they bless and they mevorach him. Achelik Hasheni and the second group of people, Heim Oimim Divrei Yichud. They say words of Yichud, but ain't miyachdim. They're not miyachdim. V'Oimim Divrei Tefila and they say words of Tefila, but ain't misfalim. And they're not davening. V'Oimim Divrei Abrachas, but ain't mevarchim. And they say words of brachas, and they're not mevarchim. V'Hine, this is the punchline. V'Hine Achelik Harishis Benanti Bam. This first group, this is the real group that's supposed to be that we have to try to work on, but he says they're very few. They're very, very few. They're so few that a little cotton, a little child could write down how many people there are. That's how short the list is. And the men, the group of people who are from the Chelek Hasheni, Rabu Me'arba, they're more than locusts. They're huge. V'alavai, V'eya Gamani Ke'echemhem. And this is the Shulah HaKadosh speaking, halavai that I'm not one of these other people, the people like the locusts, and not the other people. So, as we understand, as we're talking, we're saying from all these Torah, how we have to have Kavan, how important it is, is definitely a big Nisayin, it's definitely a very hard thing to do. It's something that we have to work on, it's something that doesn't come easy, and we have to take it piece by piece. You have to take a little part, even if we can have kavana by one bracha, by one part. It doesn't mean we should try to grab everything in one shot. There's a maaseh from the name of Melech. They say he had his brother-in-law, Zishma and Poli? I think so.
His brother.
His brother? Okay. Zishma supposedly came to town to visit him. And the Naim Ali Malach's wife went to Reb Zisha and said, the Naim Ali Malach hasn't slept in a very long time. He needs to sleep. Can you talk to him, get him to go to sleep? He said, no problem. Not a problem. They're sitting by the tish at night, and the Reb Zisha takes out a bottle of whiskey, and he pours the Naim Ali Malach a cup. He takes himself a bottle of apple juice, he pours himself a bottle of apple, he wants apple juice, and he says it's l'chaim, and then Naim HaMelech, they have a drink, and they both drink, and they do it again and again and again. Naim HaMelech was a little bit fashikid, and he gets some ice, he slept well that night for the first time in many years. And the next day he woke up, they say his tefillah was nerve and nervous, you couldn't imagine his tefillah, the place was shaking from his tefillahs. Next night, Zisha sits down next to him again, and he starts to say, oh, let's go, here we go again. Naim Malach says, no. He got me last night, not going to work again. I know your tricks. I know you're drinking apple juice. I'm not drinking this again. No, thank you. He says, why not? You know, and everybody knows, you had a zat tefillah this morning. Not that you don't have a tefillah usually, but the tefillah this morning was a heck of a madrega than the other tefillahs. It's not kedai to have such a tefillah like that. It's not kedai. So Naim Ali Malach says, it would be kedai. But let me tell you something. The Yetzer Hara tries something new every day. The fact that it worked this morning and I had enough sleep, I had able to have such a good kavana, doesn't mean tomorrow I'm going to have to have the same kavana. The point is that tefillah is something that has to be constantly worked on. It's not something that I figure out a way how I'm going to have kavana and you're good to go. Because even if it works for a day or two, a week or two, the Yetzer Hara comes in and gets you. He says, whatever it is you have, your cheshbon is, it's not necessarily going to work. So you always say something has to be worked on constantly, trying to come up with ways. Again, on a small level, a little bit, the grain, they say from the girl, that he said you should look in a siddur. Looking in a siddur, staying focused on the siddur helps with kavanah. There's many different things that we can try to do. But we just have to remember that it's not an easy task, but it's something that has an avodah that has to be constantly worked on and worked on and worked on.